Jim Rosenhaus is one of the radio voices of the Cleveland Indians. Jim, nice to have you with us today.
Marty, thanks for calling.
Oh, I'm glad to have you on, and thanks for taking the time. What a week of baseball for you guys. You must be exhausted. Two doubleheaders, and one a natural doubleheader, right?
Well, I'll tell you, a break in the schedule, and that may be hard to believe, but there was an off day between the two, so that helped a bunch. If it was back-to-back, that would have been a real challenge. But, you know, it's been that kind of month of August. The first doubleheader in New York was the end of 23 straight days of baseball on the schedule for the Indians. But they came through it with flying colors and played great, and I think a real credit to the mood that Terry Francona sets. I mean, he looked at it. There was never any talk of, well, you know, the team could get worn down. This isn't fair in terms of the schedule, but it's just the way it is this time of year. If you have some rainouts, you got to make them up. And he said, look, what a great opportunity for guys to get into their routines and play every day. So he turned it right around and then looked at it as a real positive, and it sure turned out that way because they had a great month of August and started September pretty well yesterday.
Jim Rosenhaus with us, one of the radio voices of the Cleveland Indians. Jim, as I said, I think I might have texted it to you, this resurgence of the Tribe really happened after you left San Francisco. All of a sudden, then things started taking off. What happened in August that turned this team around?
Well, you know, that's fair to say, Marty, because coming out of the All-Star break, it was a debacle in Oakland and San Francisco. They went 1-5 on that trip. And, you know, usually teams come out of the All-Star break and they're feeling pretty good, want to get off to that good start. And it did not happen. But, I mean, I think there were some things in play there. Tito was undergoing the heart issue that had him out before the All-Star break and then through the All-Star game. And he was just getting back. A lot of players went to the All-Star game, and they just didn't play good baseball out on the West Coast. But they had a day off after that trip, and they just seemed a lot more, I don't know, focused is the right word. That's kind of a cliche. But they just played better baseball when they came back, more of the baseball that they're accustomed to seeing. But the bottom line with any good team, I think you see that goes to the postseason, you have to have good pitching, and the Indians have had better than good pitching, just remarkable starting pitching, really, from the start of August on.
Yeah, I think it's a great story. The Tribe now with this big lead over Minnesota, they've won 9 in a row. You are in Detroit, and of course Detroit was the center of baseball activity on Thursday night, right up to the midnight deadline, and Verlander got traded. What was the reaction there, if you can tell us, just in the city of Detroit, around Detroit baseball?
You know, it was a sad day for sure. He was, I think, fair to say, along with Miguel Cabrera, your face of the franchise. I mean, it's 13 years of great pitching from Justin Verlander, and I know whenever the Indians came in, it seemed like they faced him every time, and as a division opponent, that's quite a few times over the course of the season. And you know, he gave them that star quality every 5 days. And of course, he's had some years where he's been as good as it comes in the game. So it was a tough one. But I think where the Tigers are, the more than casual fans will understand that they've got to start the rebuild. And their time, when it was a long time as a contending team, is over, no question. And they have to figure out a way to start to make that turn. You've seen it in the division here with the White Sox, who have done a remarkable job reloading their system and hoping for the best. And now it looks like the Tigers are really embracing that with what they did the other day. But it's still, I think, for longtime Tiger fans here, it's hard to swallow, and certainly the papers noted that.
Well, this is going to be interesting, an interesting playoff in October. I think in both leagues there are great stories. Number one, Houston. First of all, Cleveland, Houston, you're still very much in the home field advantage race with the Astros. And Cleveland, I'm sure you'd love to have that. You've got Boston very close to you in that race as well. Houston now has Keuchel, if he's okay, and Verlander. You've got Kluber and Trevor Bauer's having a great year. Then you got Chris Sale and Porcello on the other side. And all of a sudden, you got this crazy wild card race where Minnesota and L.A.'s got every Justin around now. And this is some race that's shaping up, isn't it?
No question. And Marty, good luck. When it does finally sort itself through, even whoever makes it through that wild card, good luck trying to pick winners.
Really?
come playoff time, because of what you just said. I mean, the pitching matchups could be phenomenal, whatever the matchups may be. And that's the way it should be, right? I mean, you go into the postseason, and I know there'll be favorites and underdogs and all that kind of stuff, but it sure seems like, at least in the American League, these series look like they're going to be a toss-up, however they shake out, and that makes for great postseasons.
Who's the MVP of the Indians? Who would you say is that most indispensable guy? Because, you know, we see him out here, and honestly, we don't get a lot of Cleveland news out here. Who would you say is the one or two guys that make this thing go?
Well, I want to do pitching and position player, and certainly pitching, it's Corey Kluber. From the time he came back in early June, and he missed a month early in the season with a back issue, he's been on a beeline to the Cy Young Award if he can, you know, throw enough innings and that type of thing. But he's been a man on a mission, and what happens with him when he's going well and he's healthy, he does impact the rest of the pitching staff. Obviously, when you have a guy who's going to go 7, 8, 9 innings each time out, that helps Terry Francona manage his bullpen a lot easier. But the other starting pitchers, too, they follow what Kluber does between starts, his routines, just how he prepares for a game, and it helps them. So I'm going to go Kluber on the pitching side for sure. And, you know, I know he's still a young player, Marty, but I'm going to go with Francisco Lindor.
Really?
He's been at the top. Yeah, he's been leading off quite a bit lately, and since they put him in that spot, he's been on a real nice roll since the All-Star break. And I just feel like when he goes, the team goes, and you know, I mean, it's well documented. He plays the game with such enthusiasm and fun, and I think that rubs off on his teammates. So I'll go Kluber and Lindor.
Oh, very good. All right, very good. I'm glad to get that information. We'll see how Lindor ends up in the MVP, because I think Cleveland is going to have a lot of votes split up amongst the team. You know, for me, a couple of things with the Indians. One is Andrew Miller. I want to get an update on him. Of course, Francona used him so much in the playoffs last year. And the other thing is, if Corey Kluber loses his game, if Kershaw loses his game, if Verlander loses his game, it's the next guy that is such a key for me. And that's where the Giants always had that extra guy. If Bumgarner had to pitch the wild card game, well, if it was Lincecum, Kane, or Cueto in that next game, you know, you had action. I think the number 2-3 guys on the Indian pitching staff, key to me, who would they be?
Well, you mentioned him earlier. You know, I think Trevor Bauer fits into that mix the way he's been throwing down the stretch. And they got another win, or not a win. It was a no decision, but another well-pitched game from Carlos Carrasco yesterday. And he's been coming on here down the stretch. And Mike Clevinger has been really good, too, a young pitcher who is in his first full season in the major leagues. So, you know, I think they feel really good about those other three. I'm not sure where they're going to slot them. I would imagine it'd be Carrasco would get the game, too, but Bauer would certainly challenge. But they have some options. And, you know, for a while there, it looked like Danny Salazar would be in that mix, but now he's down with an elbow issue, although it looks like he may be making his way back, too. So you like to have options, and it may just come down to who's the hot guy down the stretch, who they feel most comfortable with, and it may come down to matchups, too. So it's nice to have options, and I think the Indians have them after Kluber.
Miller back? Is he coming back, Jim?
He's not back yet, but all indications are that he will be. And what they're, the way you look at it from the outside, and it just seems like they're going to make sure he's ready to go for the postseason. And Mickey Callaway has said that, the pitching coach. He said, look, we're not worried about him getting innings in September. They'll need to get him innings to make sure he's ready to go for October, but he said, look, we want to make sure that we can ride him like we rode him last October during the postseason. So they'll do everything they can to make sure that he's fully healthy and prepared to shoulder that load if they need to do that again this October.
Well, very good. Thanks for taking the time to come on. And again, this American League race is going to be outstanding. And the top three teams, Boston, Cleveland, and Houston right now in the wild card, it's going to make for an interesting September and October. And look, you got to go back to 1948. You know, it's a long time. So my personal pick, I think Cleveland can win this year. I really do.
You know, with the Cubs winning last year, Cleveland's right now on the clock. They're the team now that's got the longest drought. So maybe this is the year for the Indians. They certainly like what they have, and they like how they're playing right now. So we'll see how long that carries through.
Well, they'll bring back Jose Mesa to throw out the pitch in that in the clinching
game. Oh, no, they won't.
Okay. All right. Hey, love having you on. You and I have done many things over the years with memories of the game and things like that. So congratulations on your job, and good luck. And I'm going to be an Indian fan. I'm rooting for them.
Good to know, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That is Jim Rosenhaus. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.